Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Amy Labota, freelance journalist and FAST team representative in Southwest Florida, who is today's host.
I am here at the 25th Annual Women in Aviation Conference in Lake Buena Vista, Florida, and I have with me Margaret Viola, and she's with the Spaceship Company. And you gotta ask, what's somebody with the Spaceship Company doing at a Women in Aviation Conference? But it gets better, because she's wearing this Virgin, really nice actually, I like the fabric, Virgin Galactic blouse. And so I'm a little confused, Margaret. Can you help me out? And you, not only that, but you've got a first-time badge on. So there's a lot going on here. And I've decided to stop and find out who Margaret is.
Thanks, Amy. Happy to be here. So yeah, this is my first Women in Aviation Conference, but I've actually been a member for like 10 years and had the Women in Aviation Network back at Oshkosh, where I'm originally from, for helping me get my pilot's license to begin with.
Oh, so terrific. Was it the chapter or Women Venture events that drew you in?
It was more the chapter, actually, that meets during those cold times of year up at Oshkosh when it's very quiet at the airport, as opposed to that 1 week of the year when there's so much going on.
Oh, terrific. So, now, did you get your private pilot rating?
I did, yes, in a Cub and a Cherokee 140.
So. Okay, so I understand that you had this aviation bent, but let's figure out how you got to the Spaceship Company in Virgin Galactic. What's that about?
Right, well, working in new space, or, you know, commercial space tourism has been kind of a long-held dream, I think, since seeing and reading about the Ansari X Prize in 2004 and the winner of that, the Rutans and Richard Branson investing heavily in this technology really opened my mind to the idea of space being for everybody and, you know, beyond like astronauts and then the Mercury 13 and the few. So I always had wanted to work for that. And recently, in the last year, my dream for joining that venture has come true. So I now work for the Spaceship Company, or TSC, which is the manufacturing and R&D arm of Galactic Ventures, you know, commercial space tourism company. So we are building the spaceships out of complete composite material that will take passengers to space.
Are you hands-on building it? What position do you have? I know you're in Mojave. I know you work in Mojave. Tell me a little bit about what's going on out there.
There is a lot going on at Mojave right now. It's exciting every day, from test flights that you see to people you meet in the Voyager Cafe. I have a ball. My role is executive associate, so I support projects and research for the operations arm of the Spaceship Company, specifically the vice president of operations and the exec general manager. So great, great people in the team. They're coming from a wide variety of backgrounds, composites and large manufacturing to small niche opportunities. I work with Doug Shane, who is former president of Scaled Composites. So lots of energy coming together to make this mission come true.
Did you get that job from Oshkosh? I know you've done a lot of volunteering at Oshkosh, at AirVenture over the years.
At AirVenture, yes, and then was a full-time employee there for an aggregate of years over different periods of time. And yes, in fact, I met the Galactic team there a couple of times, and then recently this last summer when they were looking for someone, and it just happened to be a great match.
Terrific. So, note to self, people do get jobs from going to air shows like AirVenture.
It's absolutely true. It's absolutely true.
Now, you're here at Women in Aviation. You're a longtime member, but it's the first time you've been to the conference. What's your impression?
I am having a terrific time. It's like a snippet of AirVenture, but very focused to questions that I in particular have on a personal level. to the career interests that we have from TSC at a corporate level, all in these like 3 days and this beautiful location. The fun just keeps like getting better and better. And you know, when it's Thursday, so we haven't even gotten into the meat of the conference on Friday and Saturday yet.
No, that's absolutely true. There are a lot more educational seminars to come, a lot more big speakers to come in the general sessions. Mm-hmm. But they did just open the exhibit hall. Have you seen it yet?
I haven't even made it that far yet. Headed on my way up there.
Well, I can't wait to hear your impressions of it. Margaret, thank you so much for taking the time to let us know why you're here at Women in Aviation for our 25th annual conference. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.